This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Stay up tonight, stay up at night. I'm green lights in your body language. Seems like you could use a little company from me. But if you got everything and figured out like you say, don't waste a minute, don't wait a minute. It's only a matter of time.
Welcome, everyone, to FUBAR Radio. We have an exciting development today.
Hi!
That is not Lizzie Cundy, as you can hear. I have a new co-host, twice a month-ish, right?
Half the age.
Who are you? Who are you? Half the age. Woo! Going in for it. Going in.
It is Joanna. And go on, Stephen, say my last name.
I can't
go
say on. Your last name.
I'll come. Try. Go on, try.
Chimenides. Chimenides?
That is so, just give the O a bit more oomph.
Chimenides.
Oh, so it's Chimonides. That was
okay,
really nice.
Okay,
that.
Okay.
We did well.
Thanks,
you
I appreciate
Greek
that.
Down the line.
Do I look Greek? I think I look more Scottish.
Yeah, but I mean, we can pretend.
We can pretend.
Fine,
just dye my beard and we'll be fine. Joanna from Love Island 2019. Welcome to Access All Areas.
Thank you.
Now this is your show as well as mine.
Absolutely. It's a bit nerve-wracking, but do you know what? I'm so excited to be here.
What, do I make you nervous?
A little bit.
Why?
I mean, you're staring at me over the camera. I'd be like, oh my God, just don't give me eye contact.
Is this what happens? You go on Love Island. I don't want eye contact with that person.
No,
don't look
contact,
at me. What's it been like for you since you've been off the show?
It's been manic. I mean, I've not even had like a second to myself. I've literally just been sitting there like, oh, I just need to breathe. But do you know what? If I weren't busy, there'd be an issue with
that.
There
would be
so
very
there'd be a
true.
Problem. I'd be yeah. like, management, hello, is there anything else? But no, they've been great as well. So it's been manic. It's been absolute manic.
And
so,
tonight you're going to parties. It's the whole works.
Got two events after this. So yeah, I'm in a dress. You're in track casual clothing and I'm in a dress sitting with my heels
on. I do
on.
Look very casual this evening. I didn't know how to dress. First of all, your first show, great. Also, boiling hot outside after being freezing for the last 2 weeks.
It's weird, it's like humid.
Yeah, really humid. I didn't know what to wear. So basically, I wore a scruffy old shirt and jeans, which is kind of my standard look. But I promise I will step it up the next time you're on.
I want a bow tie next time you come.
Fine, I'll bring
you
a bow tie.
Brilliant. Bow tie, suit and booted.
Suited might be a bit far. No. I have worn a suit occasionally.
Really?
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Special occasions?
Like,
or?
If something's going on in my main job, maybe I'll... I've got to do interviews or something, you know. No, but on the whole, I'm pretty cash. I am pretty cash.
Love
it's kind of my thing.
Next time I'll be a bit more casual.
I can't imagine it. You're like Cundy. You just can't. I don't. Can't imagine you cash.
I do like dressing up. Yeah. Even though I'm just sitting behind a little microphone and a couple cameras, I've got to be dressed up.
Fair enough, babes.
Yeah.
How are you finding? You said you're obviously pretty busy.
Yeah.
How long were you in Love Island for?
I think 17 days. Because I remember going.
Fairly long time.
Because I remember saying like my mark was try at least 14 days. And then I hit 14 days and I was like, okay, this is it. I've made it. And then I got to about 17 days and I was like, okay, this is it now. I've done it.
Did you know that it was coming?
Me leaving?
Yeah.
Do you know what's weird?
Because we
were in, we were in a taxi on the way to the other villa for like, this party thing we had going on. And I remember saying to Belle, do you know what? I've got a feeling I'm going tonight. And if I do, I'm ready. Like, I'm absolutely fine to go. I'd be leaving on my own, but that's another conversation for another day. And then I felt like I was going. So it was like my inner thing.
Yeah,
saying,
yeah,
like,
your intuition.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I always think those things are absolutely true.
Absolutely.
Trust your intuition. It is nearly always right.
And your gut,
I would say.
Yeah.
As it's your first show, mm-hmm. We're going to play a little game.
Oh, great.
Aren't you lucky?
I knew this was coming.
Right?
I knew it.
It is getting to know Joanna. I wish we had a theme tune or something I could play, but we don't.
Joanna.
Wait. We have...
That's all I've got.
I
think there's a siren going on. Maybe play the siren or something.
I can't see the siren.
I think it's number 19.
No, that's Genuine Pony on the list. So definitely not. We can play the Access All Areas ident, or we can play Ding.
The Ding is
right,
good for
me. Right, so we're going to go. This is getting to know you. So,
yeah.
It's your first week hosting.
Here we go.
The producers and I thought it would be a great idea to get to know you better.
Right.
Because we're going to get to know each other well over the next months and
years. Absolutely.
So we've got some questions that we want to know the answers to. And if you don't want to answer it, you're going to have to take a drink of that wine that's sitting right in front of you.
I've started drinking it already, so...
I can see the lipstick mark on there, babe. So you've been going for it. Right, okay.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to answer, take a sip. If you do want to answer, fine.
Fine.
If you could be a man for a day, what is the first thing you would do?
I think we all know the first thing we would do.
I'm completely clueless, Joanna. What would you do?
Maybe take a look downstairs.
Just a little look?
Just a little touch? Just a little stare. Like, you know, I'm just...
like, what is going on here?
This is it. Like, this is me for the rest of my life.
No, because it's only for a day. If you're a man for a day, maybe you'd do more than just have a look.
Yeah, I'm maybe hit on a few girls. Just try it out. See my luck. Because I've always said I'd be an ugly boy. I've always said if I was bald, I'd be ugly. So I'm like, I'd maybe try my luck a bit. The hottest girls in maybe in.
What if you got turned down?
I'll be like, it's only a day. So I'm going to go back to myself the next day.
You live, you learn.
Oh, but see ya. You're lost. See you later.
Well, yeah. Okay, well, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Who is the last person you blocked or muted on Instagram?
I think it was someone who wrote a weird comment on my photo. I can't remember the comment. Let me try. I think it might have been... It was just like a horrible comment. I thought, do you know what? Because I've not blocked anyone since I've come
really?
Out of the villa. I think, do you know what? If you want to say your thing, say your thing. If you want to troll me, do what you got to do.
I think a troll is a fan.
Yeah,
they're just a misguided fan.
Exactly. Yeah. They're just, you know. And then I thought it was one day that I was just like a bit tired, bit, you know. And I was just like, sod this. See ya. Goodbye.
Get out of my life.
See you later.
Well, I think that's very sensible.
It had one follower, so it's probably someone covering themselves up, so it didn't really make a difference.
Right,
anyway.
Yeah, true. They weren't going to be too concerned. Who was the last person from Love Island that you kissed?
Oh, I think we all know this one.
I don't know.
It was everyone. Michael. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Not kissing anymore, though.
No. Just a kiss. I mean, I'm probably the most frigid person in the world, so...
you went on Love Island. People having sex on television.
Well, the problem is that people say...
not this
got,
series.
Well, they were like, have you got feelings for Michael? And I was like, well, yeah. And they went, you're not showing it. I'm like, I'm just have to just show it.
Because I've got a heart of stone.
Got a heart of stone. That's why I've got a cold heart.
Okay, so that was... You haven't kissed anyone else from Love Island?
No, just Michael, no.
Okay,
no.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How many times have you been in love?
Twice.
twice.
I'm quite honest, aren't I? Twice. Yeah. Yeah.
I think I've probably been in love twice as well.
Yeah. I mean, I've got dumped twice by them two people. So I'm a bit like, do I go there again? Do I not?
I think maybe that's telling you something about the kind of people you're into.
Or maybe me. I'm joking. It's definitely not me. You know when people say, it's not you, it's me. I always say, it's not me, it's you.
Yeah. Well, babes, if you know, you know. Were these a while ago? Was this?
Yeah, this was like, we're talking like over a year ago.
Okay.
The other one was like maybe like 4 years ago.
Okay.
But young love and all that.
Right.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, you just got to love yourself before you love someone else. So I'm holding back on
which
that
is
now.
Which is the Drag Race saying. We actually have a guest on from Drag Race later, Chris, who is on Drag Race UK. If you were a swear word, which swear word would you be? I don't know who came up with these questions.
Yeah, so whoever came up with these are quite good though. Probably shit.
Just a real strong.
Shit.
Yeah, I get you.
Shit, you know.
Before we went on air, you said you probably weren't going to swear in this episode, but you kind of have to with that question.
Like, well, you're going to have to, aren't you? But yeah, I think after everything I do, it's just shit. Or, you know, you slam on your brake, shit.
Yeah, fair enough, babes.
Can't find something to wear, shit.
This is a good one, and actually one that Lizzie can talk to, because she actually went on this morning and spoke about this.
Okay.
Do you pee in the shower?
Wow.
We're having a little drink.
I'm drinking to that one.
Fair enough. You know, it's actually something I only discovered that people did this year. I didn't realise it was a thing.
Well, do you know what's funny?
Do you know what, though? I think that makes you guilty.
Yeah, I think so. And do you know what's funny? In the villa, right, you obviously share the shower with the boys. Mm. And every time I went in there, I walked out and I said to the girls, it smells a bit like... Is it missing me? Or the shower smells a bit like wee? Or like some sort of like gross floor type wee? And they were just like, I think the boys wee in the toilet. And I was like, yeah.
In the shower, not in the toilet.
I mean, the shower.
would be fine if they weed in the toilet.
And that too.
Did they ever confirm it?
No, I didn't ask them. I thought, I'm not even going to go there. They'll definitely deny it. There's no point even asking. But when you walk in, there was a stench of...
Is there just one shower on the
one? One shower.
Right. And there's a lot of people in there.
Yeah, and I thought I was going to walk out of Verrucas and stuff, but I didn't.
That's
but
lucky.
I was lucky then. Yeah.
So no Verrucas, but the piss all over
just
your feet.
just piss on my feet, that's all.
Who was the last person you left on read / ghosted?
I don't really know. Do you want me to say, is it a boy, girl? Anyone
you've just been a bit like, do you know what, I can't be doing this?
I can't remember. There's quite a few. Like, my family are having a go at me lately because I'm just like not answering to texts. But I think
You're busy.
Got so much going on. Sauce's family. There's just so much going on. And then by the time like you go to respond to them, they're right down at the bottom. So I'm just like, I'm just going to leave
scroll
that.
Through.
I see when I get home.
Right. Got you. Got you.
Yeah, but I can't remember. So I'm just going to have a little sip.
Fair enough. Yeah. Okay, fine. How would your last boss describe you? What did you do for you on Love Island?
So I did recruitment.
Right. So how would your last boss describe you?
Well, I think like funny. She's always said you'd do good on Love Island. And funny enough, before she didn't know
she didn't know
what was going on it. And so she went to one of my colleagues and she went, do you know what? Do you want to be really good on Love Island? Nah, she can't go on it anyway. She's missed the auditions. And I was like, okay.
Actually, I haven't.
Actually.
Bye.
See ya. Don't get me wrong, I love my work before, but recruitment.
Did you enjoy it?
I mean, I didn't enjoy the actual work, but I enjoyed the people I worked with.
Yeah.
So it was actually like, quite nice. And we were sitting there by like the computers and I was just constantly talking. They're like, Joe, you've got to do some work. Like, this is the workplace. You've got to do work. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. Sorry. Well, 11 hours in the office though. So I mean,
jeez,
come on.
That's a long old day.
Yeah. So
you're ready for some Love Island fun by the time
absolutely.
It came
I was
round.
Like, get me out. I'm done.
So you're not planning on heading back into recruitment anytime soon?
Definitely not. I don't have the concentration for it now. I feel like I've just gone like, I'm focusing on so many different things to sit there on a computer and like have to, it's just a bit different. But
Well, you've got a lot of followers on Instagram, haven't you? How many?
I think 651,000.
I'm going to say that's a lot.
Yeah.
Did that happen after Love Island? Did you have quite a few before? What was the vibe?
Funny enough, I had like 3,500 when I went into the villa. Come out on 200,000 and I've built myself up to 651.
Jeez.
So, I mean, I'll take that as a compliment. Like, I was happy that because you've got to work for it. I mean, people think you just post pictures and you're just going to get followers. Like,
it's not that.
You've got to interact. You've got to do so many different things. You've got to show different fashion, makeup. It's like, I didn't realise there was so much that goes into it.
You've got to be interesting. If you're boring, people aren't going to follow you.
They
right?
unfollow. Exactly. And people are always going to like sort of unfollow anyway after Love Island and then follow back onto it. But
yeah,
then, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah. So it's built up quite a bit, but I mean, Yeah, well, hit a mil soon.
Are you hoping?
You never know.
Are you hoping?
Well, I mean, if it happens,
that's when
it happens.
The big money comes in.
Yeah.
Well, we actually have a little competition to celebrate you joining the show, which we've already launched on the Instagram and on Twitter. You can win an exclusive afternoon of VIP treatment with us at FUBAR.
Absolutely.
You can tell I'm reading this off a script, can't you? You'll get to hang out with Joanna and watch our Halloween special, which goes out on October 31st. You'll also get to meet me. How lucky are you? So to enter, all you have to do is follow FUBAR Radio on Twitter or Instagram, tag a friend under the post, and every comment is a new entry. So just fucking go
and
for
I mean,
it.
Tell us why you want to come as well. I mean, everyone, it's all good and well just saying, yeah, we'll come for a little day, but I want to know why you want to come. And also just tell me what you're wearing, because I do not want to clash with you guys.
Good show.
I want to stand out, and you've got to stand out as well. So what are you wearing? Do you know what you're wearing yet?
For Halloween?
Yeah.
Do you know, I'm not really one for dressing up, but
really?
On this occasion, I will don. I don't know. A Dracula outfit.
I think I want to be... What was that woman that, like, does all them, like... she was, like, a film... It was a film on her. And she's, like, Tomb Raider?
Oh, like Lara Croft?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I want to do that, but then, like, a dead one.
A dead...
So if any of you come as a dead Lara Croft, I will be fuming.
Okay, so you've let your secret out now. You're going to be dead Lara Croft.
Well, at least you know we're not going to turn up with the same outfit now, so,
yeah, that's a fair point. Okay. Yeah, I mean, the thing is with girls is that... You can all go kind of sexy. It's like, have you seen Mean Girls? The film?
Yes, yeah.
And they're like, it's an opportunity for girls to dress slutty.
And you just get away with it.
And you can get away with it like you can't another time, right?
Exactly, you just get away with it and everyone's like, no one judges you.
Yeah,
it's like,
it's
Halloween, that's your excuse, it's Halloween, so like, back off.
Well, I'll make some plans and I'll find an outfit.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're going to do it, I will too. There has been a little bit of Love Island news this week, actually. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've probably seen, about Greg and Amber of Split.
Yeah, yeah.
And also his kind of... not very pleasant message to her.
Yeah.
What have you made of all of it?
I mean, it's sort of their business. This is why, like, I don't like to get too involved, but... Get involved now. Give your opinions. I think, you know, I was shocked they did split up so soon, because, you know, it did seem like they really got along. But I think distance is like...
That's what she said, about
a relationship. None of us know what went on behind things. You know, they can always say, okay, we had a chat, we had a call, but you don't know if something else... You just don't know what else happened. So I think I was shocked that they did break up so soon.
Yeah, I think this is the fastest breakup from Love Island winners, right?
Yeah.
Like, it does seem to be pretty... What was it, like 30 days or something? Wasn't
it? It's been less than that. It's not even been a month since they've been out, I don't think so.
But I could see, like Amber was saying, and I see her point, that, like, if you're not going to make the effort, we can't make this work, and he wasn't, so...
Because imagine meeting someone who lives far away anyway. What the chance of you seeing them every day and the chance of it working? It's very thick. It's very small.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would never, ever go for someone who lives like far away.
Well, that's the thing with Love Island. It's a bit of a holiday romance, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Once you're back in the real world.
It's a test to see whether it actually is going to last in real life and stuff. And, like, even for me, like, even friendships, like, is it going to last in the real world, if that makes sense.
Have any friendships?
Lucky for me, all of the ones I was close with, I've stuck with, thank God. So it's been really good.
Good.
Yeah.
There was some other news. Apparently, India cheated on Ovi.
I can't see that happening.
No?
They look so loved up. Like, even that scene, I saw India not long ago, and they're so loved up, and they're both such lovely people. I think they're all together the other day. So I think if it was true, Ovi would have gone, see ya. So the fact he did...
Basically what Greg said to Amber.
Right, exactly.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. So you don't know any inside information about that?
No, I don't. Okay, but, enough. You know, I have got Ovi's launch soon. So if she's there, you know, they're still together.
Yeah, fair point.
Yeah.
Fair point.
And I think rumours are made. Like, I mean, I had a few rumours about me. I can't remember what they were, but, like, there was some about me, so, you know, they weren't true, so
yeah, it's difficult to keep up, to be honest, isn't it? Who knows what's going on for
but
if you can ever find out, you know, work it out.
Absolutely.
Right, so we have our first guest. Apparently he has arrived. It is Crystal from Drag Race UK.
So excited.
But we can't talk about Drag Race UK. So we'll do our best to skirt the issue.
Absolutely.
Let's play a little bit of Ariana Grande and we'll get Crystal in.
Woo!
Chatting.
Oh, there we go.
Ariana's finished. We're already chatting because we have our first guest in the studio. Hello, Crystal.
Hiya.
Hi.
From Drag Race UK.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fab, thank you.
Good.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, and we're popping your radio cherry,
that's
apparently.
That's right, go gentle.
Absolutely not.
I love it. So
you can't talk too much about what happens on the show.
No.
But we know you're
I
on
can
it.
I talk about myself.
Which
the
is
cows
fabulous.
Come home.
That's the one thing about being a drag queen,
yeah.
Right? You know.
Yeah.
So it's all finished. It's all filmed, right? It's already done.
Yeah, like 7 years ago. It feels like.
Is that quite weird? Because it's obviously a big delay between when you film it and then when it comes out.
Well, like you say, drag queens are also used to sitting on big secrets. So it's been about 6 months of like lying to my friends and family, which
Perfect.
Has been very strange. But turns out I'm really good at it.
Well, did you have to film it like somewhere else outside of the UK?
No, it was filmed in London, but I had to just disappear for.
They basically don't allow you to talk about it
and
at all, and you're not allowed to communicate with anyone while it's being filmed.
That's right, and they take your phone, and it's all very cloak and dagger.
You're not. So you can even go home.
No.
Oh, wow.
No,
it's a bit like Love Island. You're stuck in the place.
Except my parents know I'm going. See,
yeah, and then they
TV.
Can watch you on TV. Yeah. Yeah.
I describe it as glamorous prison.
Oh, I love that. That was like Love Island. Yeah. Yeah, it's glamorous prison, isn't it? So, you're locked in, you can't leave. And that's that.
Yeah.
But you had a good time. Well,
Absolutely.
Obviously you came out of it alive.
Absolutely.
So that's the first
I describe it as an intense time.
I bet.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because you've got to film a lot. I know, because I listened to RuPaul's podcast.
Mm.
They basically, it's all filmed in a month, isn't it? And you're working like 6 day weeks. So.
Yeah. Yeah. They wring you dry.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also it's a competition, right? As
exactly.
well. So you're like competing every single day, filming so much. So it must be like quite tiring.
Yeah. And you're constantly being asked to bring your best self, like be yourself, but be your best self, but
yeah.
also be great with the production team, but also be great with the other contestants.
While dressed in heels and a wig and makeup.
And could you just get that corset a little tighter?
So tell us about Crystal for anyone that
sure.
will be introduced to her very soon.
Yeah. So Crystal is my drag alter ego. She's existed for about 6 years. And yeah, what do you want to know about Crystal?
Well, what's her character? I think like what's her vibe?
So I describe her as like a Bond villainess with chest hair.
Ooh.
Oh, the chest hair! I love that.
Very much like a sexy kind of stripper, but dead behind the eyes.
Okay, perfect stripper vibe.
Yeah.
What made you choose the name?
From the film Showgirls.
Oh, oh my god, excellent film.
Yeah,
reference.
So Crystal okay. Connors is the kind of villain, the antagonist in the film. She's iconic.
Yeah,
she's the one who says, "There's always someone younger and hungrier coming down the stairs after you."
Absolutely.
Like she's just got and so many amazing yeah. one-liners. Exactly. I really relate. And the other reason I'm called Crystal is because I was working at Swarovski at the time when I started doing drag. Uh-huh. So
right.
there was a few little reasons there, and also because I'm.
Crystal
sparkly. No, yeah. Well, there was. That, we don't go into that anymore. My therapist says I don't have to talk about that. No, because like a crystal, I'm very sparkly and glamorous, but worthless.
Speaking of, like,
but ultimately
sparkly,
worthless.
Yeah. Well, speaking of sparkly and like glam and things like that, who like taught you your makeup?
Oh God, just trial and error. Like if you go back in my Instagram far enough. It gets really bad.
Really?
And you don't even have to go back that far, to be honest.
Yeah. 2-3 months.
Yeah.
Oh, shit! Who is that?
But so did you just self-teach? Or were you,
yeah, I mean, I started doing drag
family
after...
Or?
I started doing drag after YouTube had become the place to learn how to do drag. So you could find a tutorial for anything. And you just look at queens you like and you just try and copy it.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm trying and trying and trying. I just can't get it to look bang, like this is it.
You look amazing.
I think you're doing fine, babe.
You're a beat.
No, I feel like there's still a bit more to work on, but I mean, because you look
Is this you?
This is me.
This is not the drag alter ego.
No, but yeah, quite.
I mean, you just see me with that makeup, so yeah.
But you did this yourself?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You're basically doing drag. It's a full face.
Yeah, but I feel like you lot do it like a bit more like oomph, like.
Well, you just need to draw
your eyebrows higher.
Yeah, an inch higher.
Oh, a bit more like that.
It.
Okay,
then,
fine.
Now you're a drag queen.
We're going to work on this. We'll work on this.
So I detect a bit of an accent.
Yes.
Where are you from?
So I was born in Canada.
Oh, cool. Whereabouts?
In Nova Scotia.
Oh, cold.
Yeah, cold, windswept, barren. Yeah.
Is that near Justin Bieber?
No. No, I don't think... Who famous has come from Nova Scotia? Just me.
Do you know what? Nova Scotia would be a good drag name.
Yeah, it means New Scotland.
Yeah.
Which is ironic because there's no Scottish queens on this season. So.
Are there not? So but there is a Canadian one.
From New Scotland. So does that count?
Okay,
or no?
What made you go on to the UK one, not the US one?
Well, because I'm from Canada, we didn't have a Drag Race Canada.
Yeah.
I mean, although one
they've
is coming.
They've had Canadian drag queens, right?
You needed a work visa to to go in the States. So I don't know how Brooklyn Heights managed that, but she did. But yeah, I'm a British citizen. I've got a British passport. I came to the UK to kind of make my fame and fortune and be a gay in the big city. And so if someone's like, Drag Race is coming and you're a drag queen, then you just have to apply. It's the rule.
Yeah.
Like, you have to apply. And I didn't expect to get on.
Wow.
I didn't think they'd put a Canadian in the first season. But
really? Well, there's a lot of international drag queens in London, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's a bit of a hotbed of talent. So,
Well, I'm very blessed. Booked and blessed.
Love that. I've always wanted to ask, though, because obviously when I was watching the US one, there's like such big, amazing dresses and fashion styles and things like that. Do you guys come up with that on your own? Like, or is it like...
Yeah, you have to bring everything or make it on set. So it's...
All yourself.
Mm-hmm. And you get about 3 weeks' notice. So they call you and they're like, oh, you're on Drag Race. It starts in 3 weeks, and here's a list of 80,000 looks you need to bring. And
I would
so then
a heart
you just
attack.
Yeah, exactly. So you have to go into your cupboard and set fire to everything that you already own because it's all shit.
Yeah.
And then from those ashes, create TV-worthy looks.
Because
it's
intense. And they've kind of got bigger and bigger over the years, haven't they,
The
on the US version.
People have high expectations. Like, when you look back at the early seasons now, they were basically just wearing stuff from the mall.
Yeah.
You can't do that anymore.
Wow.
Does it have the same sense of humor as the American version? Or is there a British twist?
Yeah, I'd say it's going to be funnier.
Okay.
Well, I just think that the people on it are absolutely batshit. So
okay.
You're really going to get entertained.
When does it start?
October 3rd.
Oh, wow.
On BBC.
Soon.
Yeah, really soon. Really soon.
I'm actually excited.
Yeah. I actually, just a couple, maybe like a week before it was announced, I went to a pub quiz where Something Wong was the
How did she do? Host. Was she wearing a swimsuit?
She was absolutely terrible. Didn't know any of the answers to any of the questions. It was like, it was a complete
shit show.
Something
wrong? Unprepared?
Yeah, I mean, oh, is this something we're going to discover?
No.
Just maybe something to bear in mind. That was definitely the vibe I got on this pub quiz. And then,
she's going to fucking kill me.
I think it would be a pub quiz. I feel like I'm really
It was a pub quiz for a gay rugby team, right. A gay South London rugby team. You should come with me next time.
Absolutely,
Ben.
I'll be there. 100%.
What's rugby?
Wait, is that a serious question?
No. It's a contact sport, mate. You'd probably enjoy it.
I love sport.
What do Canadians play? Ice hockey.
Mm-hmm.
I went to an ice hockey match in Pittsburgh once. It was really boring.
Yeah, exactly. I think you'll find that's the case with most sports.
Yeah. I'd much rather watch Drag Race.
Yeah.
Who do you really like on the American version?
Oh, so many of them. Sasha Velour.
Okay.
Violet Chachki.
Kind of artsy queens.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I love Violet Chachki's career now. I'm a circus aerialist as well.
Wow.
So seeing what she's done with it is amazing. And I just can't wait to hopefully go on tour and do some aerial stuff.
Amazing.
I think that'd be amazing.
So have you kind of already made a plan for when the show's on? Where are you going to be watching it? What's the...
From announcement, it's been kind of go, go, go. I've just been in New York. I got back yesterday. And I'm thinking 6 hours ahead. I need to get a plan in action, but I'll probably just be at home, like, hiding under the covers watching, just barely looking between slitted fingers.
Well, and that's the thing, because you know what's going to happen.
I was going to say, you know who wins,
yeah.
So...
Well, we don't know who wins, because they always film multiple endings. I probably shouldn't be talking about this.
This is the case in the US. It's not a secret.
Reddit already knows.
Yeah. Basically, they record multiple versions so that no one knows until the night that it happens on TV who actually wins.
Yes.
But sometimes that can lead to a bit of like, it can be a bit... because the person who actually wins doesn't really know if they've won when they go to film it. So it's all a bit complicated.
So you could be sitting at home like...
You got to the final, but you don't know anymore.
I've just won. I'm sitting at home in my bedsheet.
So now they film the final people watching the final.
Right.
And getting their reaction to finding out they're winning.
Right, okay.
It's very strange.
Yeah, it's very strange.
It's like Inception.
But this is like television, right?
Yeah.
This is just kind of the vibe. Has there been, I have to say, like, over the last couple of years, I've been a huge fan for basically the first 10 series. The 11th series, I still haven't finished watching. I know who wins, but I kind of just lost the mojo with it. Is there a bit of a worry you think that Drag Race could be overreaching, because there's the Australian one happening, you said Canadian, there's like
I think people definitely, there is a sense of fatigue that people are happening, that's happening for sure, but the fact that we've got this UK series and it's going to have a whole fresh take, I think it's really going to...
And just different personalities as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everyone's just going to be so different, so it'll be bringing like a new sense of that energy and stuff as
well.
Yeah,
definitely.
I was talking to a lot of the alum over in New York at DragCon, and they were all just saying how much they were excited for the UK series, just because I think it will give it a bit of a freshness.
Definitely. Yeah. And also a whole new cast of, like, you know, Graham Norton and Alan Carr and Andrew Garfield and all
Absolutely.
The celebrities are going to be on it, different to the American ones.
But yeah, you're right, they've announced Australia and Canada. The nice thing about the UK one is that RuPaul is definitely involved. RuPaul's the judge. And Michelle is there too. So you've got caliber and clout. And I'm sure that those ones, other ones, will be great for their markets as well. And make stars locally, but maybe not as much internationally. We'll see what happens with this one.
So exciting.
Let's hope it doesn't flop. I tell you, babes.
Oh my God,
You can't predict these things.
No.
I don't think it will.
No.
But you never know.
You never know. One thing I wanted to ask, have you been on any other programs before? Like, have you prepared yourself for what, like, this could bring, like, the fame, the followers?
No, this is bewildering to me. And I'm not someone who's ever set out to become famous. That wasn't a goal of mine.
Yeah.
So it's almost like the thing that has to happen so that you can work and
Absolutely.
Do well.
Yeah,
And I mean, I'm saying that like I'm famous. I'm not famous, but, you know,
Yet.
there's like a level of fame that will come with the show. And
it's
kind of terrifying.
Yeah, because you know it's coming. It's like a slow-moving train.
Uh-huh.
Like waiting
What
for
other
it
kind
to...
of fame happens to you that way? I guess it's probably the same for you.
Yeah,
like, you know it's coming.
And then I was like, oh, and then you leave.
How do you prepare for that?
I didn't know how to prepare. I just sort of like just blanked that part of it out and just went with it. And then I came out and just like
Well,
dealt
and like
with it
you
all.
Said, you say you had 3,000 followers on Instagram when you went.
Yeah.
in and then came out with 200,000 and now you've got 600,000.
Yes. It's wild. So it's like crazy, but I'm sure you do it absolutely well. Like, it will just be...
The strange thing for me as well is that so much of the fandom is teenage girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my drag is all about like climbing something and humping it. So I'm still trying to figure out how to make my drag fit with that fan base.
But yeah. I don't think you should, really. Well, from what I can tell from what the other queens do, you really have to do what you're good at.
Yeah. Mm.
And if humping things is what you're good at, then that's the way forward.
You keep going for it.
But that's the thing, if you try to change it, then you'll lose the people that are interested in you for who you are. Yeah, I know you said you're only thinking six hours ahead, mm-hmm. but what do you want to achieve further down the line?
So I produce some nightlife stuff in London that I love doing, and I have a night called Mariah and Friends at Bethnal Green Working Men's Club.
Oh, okay.
And I'd like to just expand that further. I love putting on a showcase for queer artists, mm-hmm. Locally and internationally, and I would love to kind of take that kind of thing on the road.
Awesome.
That's amazing.
Do cabaret and variety shows, things like that. I want to become a little bit of a London nightlife icon.
Well, wow. Then you make it happen.
Yeah.
Bethnal Green Working Men's Club is the place to be.
I fucking love it there. It's
been so long since I've been, but I would definitely like to return.
Well, first Saturday every month.
Fine, babes, get me there.
Mariah and Friends.
Yeah, come along.
I'm coming.
Yeah. It's a drag, circus, burlesque, cabaret, mismatch kind of show.
See, I love that.
Yeah.
And do you just pay Mariah Carey?
There's a fair bit of Mariah Carey.
Absolutely.
She's like our vague inspiration. So there's like, you know, costumes you haven't seen since the early 2000s. There's questionable vocals. Lots of delusion.
Questionable vocals. Good shout.
Oh, this is amazing. Well, now I'm really excited to watch it now.
Yeah.
Now that I've met you, it's going to be so different seeing you on TV. So I'm definitely excited.
Hashtag Team Crystal.
Absolutely.
We're already Team Crystal, unless you're a horrible bitch, and then we'll change our minds.
Be nice.
Then you'll be even more Team Crystal. Yeah.
Yeah, true. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, guys.
Your radio cherry has officially been bust.
Busted wide open. Thank you, guys.
We're going to play a bit of RuPaul out, because I was going to play you into it, but let's have a little bit of Cover Girl.
Yeah, woo-hoo! Exciting.
Bye.
Stroll down the runway, another payday, cover of magazines. And when they see me, they wanna be me. I am a fantasy. Bump it.
Radio presents
Callum McSwiggan.
I am joined by the incredible poet and author Dean Atta. You were recently on the cover of Attitude magazine.
I was on the front cover with my partner Tom, and we were kissing, and they wanted to do a cover. It was a bit terrifying.
Yeah, I was
like,
about to say,
doing the shoot, we shot outside and we had people like honking, some in support, some in like with negative comments to make.
Oh,
like
gosh.
Someone on a bike said ugh. Someone in a car just shouted the word gay, and I was just like, yeah, like that's the point. And it was really interesting because the whole team doing the shoot was like, this is the reason we're doing this.
Yeah, you know,
because
yeah.
We need to confront these things.
Every Wednesday.
Callum McSwiggan.
From 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
We are having the time tonight, aren't we? We are like, the wine chatting is away. Flowing. We're chatting away. We've had Crystalyn. Now we've got the very gorgeous. Well, she's going to fight me when I say that. But you are gorgeous.
Oh, I love you.
You're so beautiful.
It's Hayward. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay, can I just, I'm going to bitch for 1 second.
Go
on. For it.
So I've told everybody, so I got excited, I got here from Miami yesterday.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
I had such a gorgeous dress to wear for you guys.
Yes.
You know, my hair, lips, heels, everything. Yeah. And I went to open my, got my shower, so I'm clean. Went to open my suitcase and it's locked.
How did it lock?
It's just self-locked Samsonite, bloody suitcases.
Oh, is it one of those, like,
it's one of those
with a number?
Yeah.
Right,
no.
Okay.
I did zero, messed up my nails, and then here I am, looking like a little boy.
Honestly, babes, so, you look absolutely fine. Right. Please do not worry.
I love you. Okay, fine. All right, then.
What were you doing in Miami?
I'm based in Miami.
Oh, you are?
I'm
okay.
I'm so jealous.
Yes. You're welcome to come anytime you want.
I would. Do you know, I've never been.
Oh, you'd love.
Never have I.
What's the vibe?
Yeah.
The vibe. I mean, there are bad things about Florida. We all know.
Yes.
You know, but what
crazy
love,
town.
Crazy, crazy town. But I love the weather, and I love like living on South Beach. You either become, you know, debauched and drink and you're on pavement throwing up,
yeah.
Which I do not do.
Okay.
Or you ride
often.
A bicycle. Not often.
I don't do it all the time.
At least not.
Only sometimes. Only sometimes.
You know, but otherwise I'm up in the morning, I hear the parrots, I'm on my bicycle.
Oh my God,
healthy.
That sounds gorgeous.
A lot of nightclubs and stuff like that to work in, and, you know.
Do you enjoy that whole scene?
I don't do it. It's business for me, that,
yeah.
that the whole part of singing, performing. You know, my partner's a DJ, so it's entertainment.
Cute.
It's fun, and the weather's gorgeous. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, apart from recently, you had a bit of.
Well, I just missed that because I went to New York.
Okay.
And I landed, and they were like, "The hurricane's coming," and I'm like, "Oh my God, move my car!"
Get in the garage.
Because they say that in August it's like this, it's so hot that there are hurricanes, isn't there?
Oh yeah. So this is hurricane season now, isn't it?
It's hurricane season. I've been in two, and I'm glad I missed. No, wait. Yeah. Well, the first one was really like an armchair fell over, but the second one I was running away from it, Irma, and this one I escaped, but it missed us, so it wasn't
fine.
Are they like? Are they bad hurricanes, or we're talking just like a bit of a rumble? And
you know what? It's not what it is. Is it's the fear behind it all? They're like, the hurricane's coming, and all the news is like, monster hurricane, you're gonna bloody die.
American news is
like really full on, and then your family are calling from England, going, run.
You know? I love the fact they call like hurricanes and earthquakes. Well, I don't know if they do it for hurricanes, but earthquakes, they call, name it after names. And like,
yeah, right?
Hurricane Sue is on its way. And it's like, Hurricane Derek is next week. I mean, I just don't get it. I really
they do
don't
it, but
get it
alphabetically, don't they? They start A and end in Z.
This is Dorian, and it's like, really?
Yeah, Dorian. Doesn't
like,
sound very
can
threatening.
Everyone just calm down because they don't really know.
Yeah.
They just want to scare you. Everyone runs to Whole Foods and just strips the counters.
Really?
It's going to be like a no deal Brexit in a couple of weeks.
I don't really understand the Brexit thing, but maybe we won't talk about
that. We won't talk about that another time.
I just don't
no
I try
does.
And understand. I can't.
So, Hayward, please tell us a bit about your illustrious career for anyone who doesn't know.
Illustrious. thank you. Well, in terms of music, I used to be a Top of the Pops dancer. It was a show on BBC One.
Amazing.
Many, many, many,
loved
many years
it. Loved
ago
it.
In
yeah.
the old ages. I started off as a dancer before that. I used to dance on that show. And then I started recording, and I had a song called Roses that was a very pretty, lovely song, which after I finish this glass of wine, I'm happy to sing for you.
Absolutely. And, please do. I'll help you with that one.
Yeah,
don't you work at my
you're
vocals
do
on.
Lead and I'm not, we're going to do like a duet. And so did Roses. That came out a couple of times. You know, I was always kind of underground. So it's always like, oh, your song just went to number 42. Isn't it supposed to get to 40? And then, oh, it just got to number 11. Isn't it supposed to go to number 10? Kind of like that.
So just but, slightly short.
Yeah.
That's like my career, baby.
I've always had fun.
Same.
I love. But, you know, it's about. it's about loving what you do. And
if you like singing, then...
I love music, I love fashion, I love writing, I love people, so it's all good.
Yeah.
So you used to do, is it modelling and acting you did before singing?
I went to a stage school. I went to Corona Stage School, which was the opposite one that Naomi Campbell went to, because we're the same age.
Okay.
They were high rival schools.
Yeah.
And
wait, did Naomi Campbell go to a stage school?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know
Italia
that.
Conte, yeah.
Ah.
But I don't know her or anything.
No. Just I didn't
you
know.
Just saying. Just, you know, get into trouble.
It's all good.
So I, you know, and my father was a singer.
Wow.
He passed away last few years, but he had a song in the top 10.
Oh, really?
What was that? He made it then.
What was it?
One we'd know. I'm grateful, but I'm not. It was called Something Old, Something New.
Okay.
Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue.
Well, I like the sound of it. I'll definitely check that out.
A lot of people play that at weddings.
It's really soothing. Yeah. I like songs like that. It's soothing.
Yeah.
Old school. So he was vintage, and I'm like, no, double vintage, and I'm vintage.
Got it.
Love it.
Yeah, so I used to sing. I used to do movies. Like, I was an extra in the Superman movie.
Awesome.
Know, shot that here. Ragtime, all stuff like that. And then singing. So I kind of do a little bit of it all.
So what made you go to Miami?
Oh, yes. I moved to America, actually, in the 90s. And I just liked it. I was into house music at the time.
Oh, right. Yes, bit of me, yeah.
I went to New York and I was like, all right, then I'm just not coming back.
Love it.
So I lived in New York for a bunch of years and, you know, just did my thing out there. And then, you know, climate change, it got cold. Really, that's the only
reason. And so you were like, I'm going to Florida.
I'm out. I went in May when it was freezing in New York to Miami. And I was like, okay, I could do this.
Love that.
So but it is full of crazy people, isn't it?
It's so freaking crazy.
Miami.
You know, well, Miami, all of America, Florida. Yeah, America.
But you know, Florida, when you look in the paper before I moved, like, you know, I shouldn't laugh about this, but you know that drug that makes people eat people's faces?
Like spice?
No. I don't know what it's called, spice. Do you remember? It makes people like turn into zombies.
Right.
It might be spice thing, because it makes people sort of go a bit like...
Yeah, so apparently. I used to read that, everything crazy. I think it's the heat. It makes people go a bit nuts.
Was it people actually eating people's face?
Somebody actually ate somebody's face. Somebody actually took that drug and started bashing on the police door to let them in. You know,
it's like The Walking Dead.
Yeah,
literally.
Exactly. Oh my god, it really is.
I just stay clear of all that.
And so, are you doing recording out there and sort of?
I have my studio there, but you know, nowadays, what's so great about the internet is like you can bounce around to do everything.
Mm.
So I have a studio there, a production company with my partner. So I do a lot of the recording. The current single, Love Eternally, that was recorded working with somebody in Holland, working with I love him, Pete Wilson in Australia. And we just all wrote together, recorded our bits and pieces, brought it together. So
yeah, you don't even need to be in the studio now. Yeah, and that's the same with some of like the biggest pop songs. Mm. Like they might record a video together, but this first time they've met when they're coming to like do it all because they don't
have
to.
I kind of love that. Let me just turn my phone off.
It's all right, babe.
That's my husband laughing at me from Miami about how silly I sound.
Has it been easier to like promote your music now? Because the use of social media is so big now that like, do you find it's easier to promote your music and it gets to a wider variety of people and audiences because of social media, like Instagram and stuff?
Well, you're so pretty, by the way. But I'm just like, she's asking me questions. I'm like, she's so pretty.
Thank you.
Let me answer your question now. So I actually, I'm learning how to promote myself. So for someone like you, you've grown up, it's like you can multitask. For me, to post something, I have to sit down and have a little think. It takes about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I have to think about, okay, what?
Have a cup of coffee.
Because, for me, I think it's fantastic. I love it. I'm a bit behind the curve. Mm. I'm trying to love it. I love that you can communicate with people. And I want to do it as authentically as I can.
Yeah.
So that's why I sit down for half an hour. Because I don't want to be like, oh, my single's coming out. Here's a picture of me.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, have you bought my single yet? Here's a picture of me.
But also people can follow your story, like on stories and stuff like that. I've loved about like following other artists and things like that. You can follow their story about how they've made the music and behind the scenes and that. So I'm sure it's probably played like quite a big part in...
Yeah, well, I'm learning. Like, even as you're saying this, I want to write notes.
You know, just write notes.
I'm like, yeah, all the stories, okay.
But actually, no, because that's really true, especially with music, I think. People really want to know the process because it feels really alien to anyone that doesn't do it. You know, okay. You turn up to a studio. I can turn up to a studio and run a deck on a radio thing, but if you asked me to produce a song, I'd be like, but so people really want to know. I actually remember, this is really random, but I watched a documentary about one of the women from ABBA who recorded a solo album with Phil Collins, and it was, the whole thing was literally about the process of how they made the songs, how they came up with the lyrics and all that stuff. And it's actually really interesting, because if you don't know, very few people ever get to go into the studio and do it themselves.
Absolutely.
Do they? So it's quite an
that's
interesting
so good
process
to hear, because I think actually organically that's what I've been doing, you know? I mean, I don't do it as frequently, but that's what I try to do. I did a post with some of the lyrics from this song, because I wrote this Love Eternally because I was going out with this guy, and I was supposed to leave, you know, but I didn't leave. Yeah. And my girlfriend, she was so depressed. She's like, "You just stay here, just stay in my place. You don't even have to get your underwear. Like, the place is too small. You're going to wear all my clothes and just heal."
Oh, I love that.
And so I wrote Love Eternally about her.
Oh, that's so nice.
I saw that on your Instagram.
But that took me, I sat down for half an hour thinking about how I was going to write that.
Really?
Half an hour. Okay, done my thing.
But I want to be able to connect with people, you know, like real.
And
you know.
And Kylie re-recorded one of your songs, didn't she?
Because of Stock Aitken and Waterman, she Getting Closer was my first track with them.
So you wrote with them?
I didn't write this. They wrote this. I did the track just before they became successful.
Oh, no.
I love that. You got in there.
I'm a helper.
There you go.
Exactly. Assistant.
And so, Stock Aitken and Waterman, you're welcome. seriously, yeah. I did three tracks with them. Getting Closer was the first one.
Right.
So because, and then Kylie had that on her B-side.
Right.
And then, so that's why I did, I found out that, oh my goodness, what was that my last single?
It's the one you were put on the spot, isn't it?
Oh my goodness, my brain, I think it's the wine. Oh my god. Anyway, my last single.
Right, yeah.
I'm so sorry, everybody.
It's so fun.
It's the jet lag.
It's the wine and the jet lag.
So Kylie did that song. And I found out that it was written with me in mind, so I recorded it. And I really liked it. I did a video and everything, but at this moment I really can't remember the title.
Sorry, babe, it happens to us all. Don't worry about it.
But
did you actually work with Stock Aitken and Waterman?
Yes, I did. Yes.
So they were obviously big deals, like back in the late 80s, early 90s, weren't they?
What were they like? They were really big deals. But like I said, I did it with them just before they became, before they did Rick Astley.
It was called Look My Way.
You Look My Way!
The producers had just put it on my
thing. Just inform you, Look My Way.
So
I don't know
sorry.
If you know.
Listen, I'm so sorry. I'll make it up to all of you.
No, go on, go on. So you were talking about Stock Aitken and Waterman. Go on.
I love it.
Oh my god, my eyes are watering. Here, let me just have another glass of wine. Hold on.
A glass?
Let me just have another glass, bear with.
Oh god. What was the question?
Stock Aitken and Waterman. What were they like?
Oh my god. They were very, very nice.
They were great.
It was super quick. It was just like, you know, I was on the road, come in, do the vocals, sing the song, sing it with feeling, and get out.
Get out, and then you're done. Time up.
I'm coming. I love that.
And they were like the Motown of England, weren't they?
Yeah, for a time, yeah,
yes,
definitely.
Yes. People really love them, because actually when I did Look My Way, it was really interesting, because some the Kylie fans, I got some sort of unhappy messages.
Some trolling. You were trolled.
A little bit, but you know.
We all get trolled, you know.
It is what it is, you know. I would just be like, I'm really sorry I didn't tell you that I was going to record Kylie's song. I don't know her personally, but I really like her.
Yeah.
And please,
she
I'm
seems
sorry
lovely.
I made you cry. And,
please, can you message her? I'm sorry.
Please,
oh my God.
please forgive me. Lots of love, Sydney.
Literally. Love that. And obviously, your fame started quite young. So what advice could you give to other people who are sort of coming out in the public eye, whether it's in the singing world, TV world, what advice would you give?
Just really be yourself. Keep a really solid core of who you are.
Absolutely.
You know, and have that confidence, because everybody's different.
I'm taking it all in.
See, you're helping me. I'm helping. Just, you know, really know that you're unique.
Yeah.
You're amazing. There's no one else like you.
Yeah.
And listen to your own voice and surround yourself with people that will help you do that.
Love that.
Yes. That I completely agree with that, because if you don't know yourself, you can't get other people to get on board with what you're about.
Exactly.
I completely agree with that.
Believing you, will they?
No.
Really?
You can, you can always smell a fake.
Yep. Exactly.
Totally. Always.
And especially these days. He's not talking about me.
There's none in here.
No, it smells fresh in here. It smells real and fresh.
Yeah, I did get a shower.
And we've got aircon, so we're all good. But hey, it's been such a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much. Really enjoyed
myself. We do have your single "Love Eternally" to play us out.
Love Eternally.
So you can remember that one. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you very, very much.
Joanna, it's nearly over.
It's gone so quick.
This is how it works, babes. How have you found your first show?
I've loved it. I'm like shocked that it's finished already. I'm sitting there going, tell me more.
You imagine what it's like, we've got three guests or four guests, babes. It's like
about 10 seconds per interview. No, but it's been amazing. So thank you so much for coming.
I'm very impressed with your level of questioning.
Thank you. I mean, I've had guest presenters before, babes,
and oh dear.
Really?
Oh dear Lord.
But I think I'm interested in other people's lives as well. Like, I want to know, I want to understand like what goes on, and sort of related to myself as well. It's quite good, like that.
Yeah, because especially because this is hopefully the beginning of your whole career.
Absolutely,
isn't it? So
yeah.
You've got a lot to learn.
Superstar. Absolutely.
Okay, so we have your single "Love Eternally" to play out. Like I already said, I'm saying it again just for sorry. What was the one before? Look at me.
Look my way.
Love Eternally. There we go.
Joanna, I think Lizzie's back with me next week. You'll probably be back the week after.
The week after, something like that.
So I will see you then. Thank you so much for listening, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Here is "Love Eternally." Goodbye.
Bye. Love Eternally. It's
sweat across the floor. Ooh.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.